So I thought today we would play a game. I don't know if y'all have ever played this. Have you ever played If I Was the King of the World? Has anybody ever played that game? All right, so this is how the game works. We're going to pretend like one of us is the king. Okay, and if one of us is a king, what are we going to need to be a king? Yes? I'm going to need a crown, and so I have one of those here in the bag. So here we go. If I was the king of the world, so I'll be the king for now. I have a crown. What else would I need if I'm a king? Yes, sir.
A cape.
I would need a cape, so I'm already robed in like a king. Good call. Anything else?
Throne.
I would need a throne, okay? And so my throne is going to be the whole world. What do you think? You seen one of these before? So here's the way the game works, is one of us is going to be the king, and we're going to say, if I was the king of the world, I'm wearing my crown, I have my, I'm the throne here of the whole world in my hands. If I was the king of the world, I can ask for anything I want. And this is what I would ask for. I would ask that every football game would be as awesome as that LSU A&M game last night. Just wondering, how many of you guys stayed up and watched that? That game went to like midnight last night. It was 7 overtimes. It was awesome. All right, so if I was the king of the world, that's what I would ask for. Okay, so I want to ask you, do y'all want to play?
Yeah.
If I was the king of the world?
Yeah.
All right, so who wants to play? You, why don't you go first? Here you go. You're the king. You get a crown, and you're the king of the world. What would you ask for? You can ask for anything. You're the king of the world. What would you ask for? You would ask that the soccer team in Paris would be the best in the world. All right, that's pretty cool. Are you from Paris?
No.
Okay. No, but you just like the team. All right, so do you want to play?
Yes.
Okay, well, I have a special crown for you, because if we were playing King of the World, you're going to be a Queen of the World. Is that okay? You want to be Queen of the World?
Yeah.
So you get a queen crown, which is prettier than the guy's crown. I'm sorry, it is. It's true. Okay, and then so if you were the queen of the world, you could ask for anything you want. What would you ask for?
I would ask for, I think, what I would ask for. Cheese.
You would ask for cheese? That's awesome! Like a lot of cheese or just like a little bitty bite? Here, I'll take the crown back. You would ask for all the cheese. I'll take that crown back. Anybody else want to play? How about you, sir? Here's your crown. You know what you're going to ask for? You're the king of the world. What would you ask for? You can ask for anything. You can ask for the soccer team in Paris to be the best team. You can ask for cheese. What would you ask for? What would you ask for? What's that? No sins? Is that what you said? No sins? That's pretty good. That's a really good thing. How about you? You want to play? How about you? Yes, ma'am. You are the queen of the world. What would you ask for?
I would...
What would you ask for?
I would ask for that junk food is healthy.
You would ask that junk food is healthy? That's awesome! That is so cool! Alright, let me have the... Alright, one more. One more king or queen of the world. How about you? Yes, you've been waiting very patiently. You're the queen of the world. What would you ask for? Anything at all. Junk food is healthy. Cheese. No sins. What would you ask for?
I would ask for... My nice living health, family to stay healthy.
You would ask for your family to stay healthy. That's an awesome thing to ask for. Very cool. That didn't get as many cheers as the awesome football game, but that was cool. So this is the key, right? This is the game, the king of the world, queen of the world. So you can put your hands down. I want to tell you what Jesus would do if he was the king of the world, right? And that's what he did. Did Jesus have a fancy crown?
No.
What kind of crown did Jesus have? What was it made out of? Yes, ma'am. It was made out of thorns. Like, what kind of crown is that? It was made out of thorns. It was a dangerous one. It was a painful one. Why was it? Yeah, every rose has thorns. And what was Jesus' throne? Was it like a nice big cushy chair like Father TJ sits in? What was his throne?
A cross.
Does that look very comfortable?
No.
See, but why did he do it? Because that's what we're celebrating today. Jesus did it because why? Yes. To save everybody, because he loves us. Because Jesus says, look, my kingdom is not about me. I'm not asking for things that are really, really, really important to me. I'm asking for the whole world to be saved. I'm asking that there's no sin. I'm asking for a world where there's no more sickness, where there's no more pain. That's what our Lord Jesus did, is that he came into this world to say, I love you. And he suffered for you, and he suffered for me, because he loves. There's nothing that you could ever do that Jesus can't forgive, because he is the king. And he's not just the king of the world. Did y'all pick up what we're celebrating today? It's the king of what?
Heaven.
He's the king of heaven, but he's the king of? He's the king of video games.
Universe.
No, close. The universe. Yes, that's exactly right. He's the king of the universe. He's the king of everything. Things that we've seen, things that we haven't seen. The king of this world, the king of heaven, the king of everything, the king of the universe. And he said, look, if I'm the king of the universe, I'm going to make sure that there's no more pain or sorrow in the heavenly banquet. When he's having the conversation, the gospel, who's he talking with? Did y'all pick up on that? Who's he talking with? Yes, sir. Do you remember who he's talking with? Okay, but Jesus is talking to? Oh, you thought you were going to get chosen to play a game. Sorry. We finished that. What? Who is he talking to? He was talking to Pontius Pilate. Right? And Pontius Pilate is sentencing him to death. And he's saying, hey, are you the king? And Jesus is saying, look, I'm the king. I'm the king of heaven. Right? He says, I'm the king of heaven. He says, look, if I was a kingdom of this world, then my attendants would be here to protect me and to watch out for me. But that's not why I came. That's not why I'm here. So my friends, I'd ask you that maybe when you go home today, maybe you can play your own family version of If I Was the King of the World, and you can ask for whatever you want. But remember that Jesus is the one who is the king of the universe. And he can ask for anything he wants as the king of the universe. And what did he ask for? He asked for peace. He asked for love. He asked for forgiveness. He asked for the gift of everlasting life to go for everybody. And so, my friends, we give thanks to the Lord for giving us the King of the universe, who could have had anything that he wanted and chose forgiveness and chose love. And it was our Lord Jesus who didn't have a crown that was made out of gold or fancy jewels or a pretty crown like we would have for a queen. He chose a crown of thorns to say, I'm going to use this as an offering for sin. Our Lord Jesus is really, really good to us, and he loves you. So as we continue praying and thanksgiving today, we thank the Lord for the King of the universe, who gives us a whole lot of things, who gives us forgiveness, who gives us love, who gives us the promise of everlasting life. And may the King of the universe fill our heart with love so that we may faithfully follow him in everything we do. Thank you all very much for your help. You guys can go back and have a seat.